Track 19, The Elements of Hurry. Step number 1, Powerful Presentations.
Let's move on to step number 1 of The Element of Hurry, which is powerful presentations. Make a solemn pledge to yourself right now that you will never make another product presentation again without following this procedure. I'm serious. Raise your hand, cross your heart, and take the pledge. Say these words, "Tom, I'll follow this procedure every time." This is the critical segment of the system that will help turn you into a one-time closing champion. You must begin by breaking down your product demonstration into segments, highlighting each individual feature of your product or service that you know will benefit this individual client. They will become compelled to listen. The second step is to present each of those features in the following manner and only in the following manner. First, you state the fact. Then, you show the benefit. Once the benefit is given, you must create urgency and ask for feedback. Facts and benefits create the sale. Urgency and feedback make it happen now. The first two, fact and benefit, are pretty easy, and we've been covering them all along. Urgency for each fact is something the salesperson must create. It's not there until you make it so. It's not being pushy or trying to force your customer into a quick decision. Creating urgency requires effort and creativity to assure that your potential client feels a genuine need to make a purchase today and now. The fourth step of asking for feedback serves two purposes. Number one, it provides a way to monitor your progress. And number two, helps you see if your customer is ready for the next logical step. Use the fact, benefits, urgency, feedback formula by breaking down the features of your specific product or service. To give you a better idea of how the process works, I'll provide a number of examples using different products. Listen to them, study them, and customize the system to work for your product and your customers. Here's an example for the automobile industry. Fact: this powerful V8 engine is the largest stock gasoline engine made in the U.S. This fact is obvious. You can simply lift the hood and show it. Even if the facts aren't that visual, anti-lock brakes or a roadside assistance plan, for example, one of your product brochures will list these facts and more. The point is that facts are easy to come by. But now watch, benefit. This engine will allow you to pull your boat with ease, and it's a standard feature with this model. To discover the appropriate benefit, just put yourself in your customer's mind and ask, "What's in it for me?" In this case, the customer is concerned about the ease of pulling a boat from the house to the lake. Power is obviously what's in it for him. Gas mileage, acceleration, braking and turning ease could also be important benefits. After achieving trust and need, facts and benefits may do the selling, but urgency and feedback will do it now. Now listen to the urgency statement. This particular engine will not be an option on next year's truck, and even with the smaller engine, there will be a higher sticker price on the new model. So next year, you'll be paying more for the same model, but with less power. You see, without using any high pressure or being pushy, the salesperson has merely pointed out the significant advantage to making a purchase right now over procrastinating until later. Buying now is clearly in the customer's best interest according to the customer's own definition of need. The next step is feedback. Because next year's model will look and ride exactly the same, which one do you think would fit your needs and pocketbook the best? Well, gosh, the answer's rather obvious, isn't it? With these four steps, the potential client should realize that too, and be prepared to move to the next step in the system, which would be to discuss the money aspects of the sale. Let's go over some other examples. Here's an example using a swimming pool in a resort property. Here's the fact. Here we have a full-sized pool, jacuzzi, and kiddie pool with an expansive deck. Benefit: as an owner here, you can relax by the heated pool any time of the year. We also have water aerobics, water volleyball, and many other activities for adults and children alike. Now the urgency statement. This is our first pool. We have five more. In fact, our developer is investing millions of dollars on additional amenities impacting the future value of the property and vacation lifestyle of our owners. Now, feedback. At this point, I don't know if you're interested or not, but if this were something your family could use, when do you think would be the best time to get involved? Again, it should be obvious that making the investment now would allow them to take advantage of any increases in value due to those additional improvements, right? Let's see how this works with something as simple as a DVD system. All right, here's the fact. This particular unit is a state-of-the-art DVD system. Here's the benefit. It is the highest quality DVD available at this time and will give you better picture and sound reproduction than anything else on the market. Now here's urgency. I have just two of these units in stock right now. One was returned because it was a gift and the person receiving it already had one. The package has been opened, but the unit has never been used. However, because it has been opened, I can give it to you at a lower amount with the same guarantee. Here's feedback. Although the unit is new and has never been used or even plugged in, the carton was still opened. Technically, we can't sell it as new. Is having the carton open something you can live with if it would save you money? See how easy that is? Here's an example of how to use the four steps with a lawn service. Fact. I stopped by today to offer my services. You may have noticed that I mow and trim your neighbor's lawns across the street and next door. Here's the benefit. Because I have a dozen customers in this neighborhood, I can offer you a more economical fee than someone from across town. In addition, since I have to bring all my equipment each time, I can throw in trimming your shrubs at no extra charge. Here's urgency. The flip side, however, is that I can only handle two more accounts in this area because that will fill up my time on this side of town. And here's feedback. I can have a quote prepared for you tomorrow or Wednesday be better. Use the preceding examples to spur some thought as to how the process will work with your product or service. We have seen how a fact, even something as simple as a swimming pool the size of an engine, can be turned into a benefit to move the process towards a successful completion. We can use outside influences such as other residential developments or an open carton to help us create the urgency necessary to close the sale now. You should not and must not be perceived as someone using high-pressure sales tactics. Getting the proper feedback through the process is essential. If you wait until the time for the close to get feedback, your customer will start hedging on you. He or she will stall, backpedal, and start making excuses for not making the purchase now. Something you said earlier in the presentation may have triggered a negative reaction. If you don't generate feedback, you may never discover the concern until it's too late to effectively address them. When you get positive feedback throughout your presentation or demonstration, your close becomes much easier because your customer would be contradicting himself by refusing to go ahead. Your customer is not an opponent to be overcome, but a partner to be helped. Even negative feedback is valuable because it lets you know where your customer stands on a particular issue or feature. Negative feedback might sound like this. Sure, the V8 engine has a lot of power, but I bet it's a real gas guzzler. You should respond with, I'm glad you brought that up. Because the V8 engine is so powerful, it doesn't have to run beyond its capabilities when pulling a heavy load, such as your boat. A smaller engine has to work much harder and less efficiently to pull the same load. It actually uses more gasoline while towing. You see, without that negative feedback, this gas mileage issue could have remained dormant until you reached the point of closing, when it would suddenly appear in the form of a major obstacle. Feedback, even the negative kind, provides you with golden opportunities to address important issues the moment the customer thinks to bring them up, rather than after you've shown the investment and asked for the sale. If any of the feedback you receive comes in the form of an objection, you'll need to address it during your presentation. If you don't address it here, it will come up again when you attempt to close the sale. I teach a six-step method for handling objections that has been proven to be very effective. It's worth committing the six steps to memory. Practice using them with the most common objections you hear in your particular sales situations. The six steps are, number one, hear them out. What that means is too many salespeople interrupt the buyer. They hear two or three words of an objection. They think they know what it is. They interrupt the buyer. They jump in and try to handle it and end up handling the wrong objection. So it's very important that we make sure we're hearing the real objection. Step two is feed it back. This is basically asking them to elaborate on the objection. This will help you understand it more, and oftentimes in elaborating, let you know what the strategy will be to overcome it. Step number three is question it. This is basically asking how critical this objection is in the process of making the final decision. Step four is answer it. This is where you choose your strategy. What technique, what phraseology will you now use? What closing technique will you choose to, at this point, overcome that objection? Step number five is confirm the answer. This is where you basically say, now that settles that, doesn't it? And in confirming the fact you've answered it, they won't bring it up again. Step number six is change gears with, by the way. This is the process of mentally taking them away from the objection onto a new subject. By the way are the three mind-neutralizing words we use to do that. It would be like you would say, by the way, ask them another question. You've now gotten away from that objection. Now, once you move past an objection or address a concern, you can go back to making other benefit statements and gain additional necessary feedback. Once you're 100% confident that you and your potential client agree on the fact the product you're presenting can solve their needs, you can move to the next step of the element of hurry, which will help you short-circuit their desire to want to shop around now that they know what they're looking for. Make sure your presentation doesn't get stalled on the way to your one-call close. Product demonstration is basic. It's simple. But it's not as easy as falling off a log. You have to do your homework, study and practice the techniques. You also need to research your client's real needs, wants, and concerns. Beyond that, you have to apply your own creative resources to put the entire system together in terms that provide the unique solution to your client's unique situation. When you use the system properly, the math will astound you. Fact plus benefits plus urgency plus feedback equals sold today, sold now. Repeat this commitment over and over. I will never give a product demonstration again without presenting the features in this manner. State the facts, show the benefits, create urgency, and ask for feedback. Again, state the facts, show the benefits, create urgency, and ask for feedback. It will make a world of difference in increasing the number of people you serve, improving your closing ratio, and allowing you to do it in less time. It's the sales professional's dream come true. Let's move on.
The next track is on CD number 4.